Welcome to the Hustle and Flowchart Podcast with your hosts, Matt Wolf and Joe Fear.
Hey, hey, we're back for another episode of the Hustle and Flowchart Podcast with myself, Joe Fear, and partner, Matt Wolf.
That's me.
That's him. And we're here with one of our... And you are one of our mentors, if you believe it or not, Henry. I think he believes it. Henry Evans. So he's a local San Diego boy, originally from Buffalo, New York. But Henry runs an amazing, mastermind groups, multiple, but a monthly meetup in San Diego. And you can find him at getclearmarketing.com. And yeah, the monthly meetups, we're going there tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking, it's about 800 people or so in the room there.
And yeah, all depends on the month. You know, San Diego, it's like if the weather's good or bad, that can make it vary a lot.
That's right. Yeah. So it's an awesome meeting, and it's all geared towards entrepreneurs, small business owners of all sorts. Matt and I were the freaks of the group, I think, for a long time, being the internet marketing guys. Didn't really have a brick and mortar, so it was cool to rustle some feathers. But good to have you, Henry.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Pleasure to be on. Love what you're doing, and always been a huge fan of both you guys, and glad you're putting this podcast on, and it's great to be a part of it.
Good, man.
Awesome. Are there any sort of gaps in the business model that Joe might have missed? Because the part that Joe and I see the most of is the masterminds and the meetings, but we know there's so much more that's going on in that whole business there. So just out of curiosity, you know, what are some of the other elements that we probably skipped over?
Sure. Well, I've got really three things I'm working on right now. One is the marketing summits and the mastermind groups, and basically business coaching and training you see there, primarily focused on marketing and sales. And then I actually am taking that and ramping it out on a nationwide basis through the Get Clear Marketing brand. Just kind of a funny story. I actually got that name. I was looking for divine inspiration on getting a rebranding done, because I have my book, The Hour a Day Entrepreneur, and looking for a rebrand, and I actually had that come to me while I was at church, of all places. It was like, Get Clear Marketing. I'm like, okay, nice. That's cool. Yeah. So never had that before, but that was awesome. And so I do that. And then I've got two other businesses I'm involved with right now. One is a target company. We manufacture three-dimensional tactical targets for the military, law enforcement, and we have a zombie division. So if you have ever shot a bleeding zombie target, that is me. That's a company I'm involved with, which is a ton of fun. And then a whiteboard video marketing company with one of my members and clients, which is focused on financial advisors. So between those three things and other projects, it keeps me out of trouble. And I've got two girls and a wife who also keep me way out of trouble.
I bet. How cool. Well, yeah, and those zombie targets, those things are pretty amazing. Yeah, just, I know we've heard a lot of, I know of people who've gone out and shot some, even before I met you, you know, just shooting your target, right? Because I think you acquired the company.
Yep.
But yeah.
Yep, we did.
Things are amazing.
It is fun. I mean, and it's one of those things when you tell people, they usually have one of two reactions. One is, oh, you mean guns? And and the other one is, oh, guns?
That's right.
It's like really funny. Some people, and you would be shocked, some people you would never think are into guns and shooting are like, well, I've got like 15 AR-15s in my closet. I'm like, oh, kids.
we don't need to see all of those at one time. Yeah. Cool. Well, let's just dig right into this thing, and let's talk about some of your, I guess, the one thing that you think that can kind of be swipe and deployed really well as a system or a process.
You know, I think that, you know, and I think it's one of the most important things is some kind of weekly update, weekly action plan. And so this is something that I do for my members every week, and I'm happy to share the actual form that I use with all your listeners. They can actually download it and check it out. Mm-hmm. And I'll send you the link for that, or I can put it into the chat window here. But the cool thing about that is every single week, are you taking stock, going through, and most importantly, I think, is looking backwards. What happened the previous week? You know, did you blow that week off and spend all your time on Facebook and check an email? Or did you actually get some serious good, as Stephen Covey would say, quadrant two activities, the things that are very, very important but not urgent? you know, like working out and, you know, stuff like that. And so what did you actually get done last week? And then I have a specific way of how I kind of plan the week ahead. I mean, I can kind of go through it if you want to.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
That's helpful.
Let's Absolutely. Do yeah, an example at least.
Okay, perfect. So the first thing you do is you kind of flip it around and you look at the previous week. So I have a 2-page form. So you start on page 2, and I mean, very, very simple. First thing is what you accomplished for the week, and it could be personal or professional. You want to focus more on the business side of things if it's more of a business focus. So what you got done, what the level of importance was for that. Was it a level 10 activity? You're working on writing a new book. By the way, I got your guys' book, which I thought was great.
Oh, very cool.
I already filed it because I read it, but I loved it. So are you going to write a chapter of your book on Tuesday? Great. Whatever it was, you accomplished the chapter. That might be a level 9 on the importance. Mm-hmm. And then the other two things are, is there any future action needed? And have you plugged it in on your calendar? And this is a big thing that a lot of people do, is they do one chapter and then they never reschedule anything else. So this actually connects the dots and also lets you start your week off knowing you actually got something done the previous week. I mean, how often do you guys actually do that?
Oh, yeah.
And celebrate your wins.
It's all about motivation and getting that momentum high. And that's that little pat in the back. You're like, okay, I'm doing the right thing. Let's continue. Yeah.
Exactly. So that's really the whole goal of looking backwards first. And what I encourage people to do is come up with three things that they got done over the previous week. So I'm sorry, 10 things. What are the 10 things you got done? And it can be as simple as went to my kid's dance recital. I mean, that absolutely counts. So what are those things? What's the level of importance? And then is there any future action needed? And if there is, put it on your calendar. And then what I do is I recommend give yourself a grade. So I don't know about you guys, but when I think back to school, you know, I don't always have the best memories of getting report cards. It's like, oh man, I got to show this to my parents.
And, right.
But give yourself a grade for the week. How do you think you did overall? If you're trading 1 week out of your life, out of your existence for last week, was it an A-level week or was it a C-? And just tracking that alone, what a tremendous difference it makes. So, I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever done that.
I have. And I'll say that Matt is probably the best of the two of us when keeping something consistent like that going. But I would just imagine getting, this is actually very similar to a podcast we just had with our buddy Brad Spencer, where he says to rate yourself on 1 to 10 on your different skill sets when it comes to a business or a project. So it's very similar to what you're saying. It's rate yourself, but in a letter grade. And you got to be brutally honest with yourself, is what he was saying. Like, no one else is doing this for you.
Right. Yeah, this is just for you. So you give yourself a grade for last week. And then something I added recently, which I think is really helpful, which is what lessons or wisdom can you pull out of last week? So if you guys take inventory of what you did last week, and anybody listening as well, what did you actually learn? I mean, how did you get yourself improved or make something better? Did you learn that, hey, I better have an agreement in writing? Did you learn that taking care of your physical fitness is important? Did you learn that, you know, don't overdose on chocolate and beer? I mean, what was of course that's not really possible, but if it was, you know, the notes, the lessons, the wisdom that you pulled out of the previous week. So that's kind of like phase one of the call, if you will. So, I mean, so does that kind of all make sense? That, I mean, those steps?
I love it. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So then what we do is we kind of flip it around and we look forward. So now we've kind of taken a look backwards. And what happens oftentimes, guys, I thought this was fascinating. And I know that Matt's really into journaling, and this is kind of like a summary journal a little bit from your week, is that if you're Monday, you're kind of upset and you kind of feel down. Once you look at the previous week and you see all the stuff you got done, you typically feel pretty good about yourself.
Yeah. And that's,
and you're like, you know, I got some stuff done. I feel good now.
And Matt creates a pretty good list here. I'm actually looking at it across. I mean, Matt, you can probably describe it a little better, at least for Henry. I know we've done this for another podcast. But you write down everything, and it's always, you never erase anything, but it's check mark. And he has a whole thing that he can look back on for probably the past 5 months.
Yeah. No, I'm a big checklister, and I'm a big journaler, because I think that information in my head is going to eventually get lost if I don't get it out of my head as quick as possible.
Right.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, couldn't agree more. And you know, some people are good at it, some people aren't. And so I did this just to kind of have like a weekly check-in. So you at least get down, hey, 10 things you got accomplished. And so, you know, then we flip it over and we kind of look forward at the week ahead. This is the weekly action plan part. So you put your name down. I recommend to have a theme, have a word or a phrase that's going to get you through the week. Maybe it's, you know, productivity or action or writing or sales or revenue, whatever it is, profit. And then I basically, you know, write down what are the days of the week. So Monday through Sunday. And then, you know, pretty straightforward is what is your day going to be focused for each one of those days? And I kind of modified a little bit of what I learned in Strategic Coach. And so I have three different types of days. I have revenue days, days you're spending at least 80% of your time making money. Right. Admin days, which are work days that aren't necessarily making money, still important. You might be working on, you know, redecorating your office or reorganizing something or working on taxes. I was doing taxes today. I mean, so that kind of stuff. So you put all that stuff together. And then there's free days, and free days are the ideas that you don't do anything work related, which is pretty hard for most of us entrepreneurs. Even on days we don't work, we're still really working. And when you really truly unplug, that's been a profound thing for me, just to get unplugged from work and not think about it and actually not read a business book and actually go read like a Jack Reacher novel and force myself to do something totally different that I'm not usually doing. So read some fiction. And so you kind of plan your week out. What is your week going to look like? And is there any big blocks? You guys, I'm sure, are very familiar with time blocking.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And so plug those in at the start of the week. So here's what you're going to do. So obviously, if you want to write a book, I mean, so how did you guys block your time with writing your book? What was the plan you used when you guys did that?
Well, we took a, you know, an anomaly type approach where it was really collaborating on or repurposing what we created already. So it was about a week and a half or so of time blocking, more or less. And it was more on myself. But yeah, it was figuring out, okay, the formatting, formatting what this thing's going to look like once we blast some text into the text doc. But it's actually compiling all the different pieces of content that we wanted to put in there. And, you know, it was a whole process of editing and formatting and then finally getting it out to Amazon CreateSpace and whatnot. But I would imagine with writing a book, because I know you actually wrote a book where, I mean, I know you spent a lot of time on it, so it's a little bit different than what our approach was.
Right, but at the end of the day, it's like, you know, you guys got your book done, and you got it done fast, which is that's what it's all about. Mine took 2.5 years of pain, agony, sweating, and suffering before I, you know, finally what I did is I wrote a very big check to the Advantage Media Group, to my friend Adam's company, and, you know, when you write a huge check and they tell you what to do, you're like, well, I better do it or else I'm an idiot. And so that actually forced me to like go.
That's an interesting approach.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny. I mean, your time and energy goes where the money, you know, flows sometimes. And so that actually helped me get it done. But yeah, it ultimately ended up being time blocking, just like you guys did. And
well, yeah, and that's what it comes down to. And I think it was going to, it kind of led me to a question here that we try to ask most of our guests here, but is really figuring out, and it sounds like that might be yours, but what's the absolute one thing that you feel like you're world class in? Something that you have, this is your X factor, it's you know, no one can take this away from you and it separates you from the pack.
Oh, that's such a great question. Yeah, you know, I'm a big fan of the Strength Finders test too, which is kind of a way to see, you know, what your strengths are. I would say that I have a few, but I think one of the best ones I have is true ability to see the big picture while also simultaneously seeing all the details that are involved.
Interesting.
So, you know, kind of being able to do both of those. And I'm one of these people that can snap into a more kind of technical detailed role and go big picture at the same time, which most people tend to lean one way or the other. And I've had people say, how do you do both of those? I said, I don't know. I have no idea. It's like God, God made me that way, I guess. Right. But, I would say that that's a big one for me. And also, I think I'm also very, I think I was given, again, it was a God-given talent, but the ability to get people excited and motivated about their business and their life. Not in a rah-rah sort of way, but in a, hey, look what you can do here. And if you actually map this out and let's do it right now, look where you can take this and where you can go.
I love it. And you are, I think that's what Matt and I attracted us to your group, is that you're not a salesy guy. You're not, even though we'll kind of hassle you sometimes for wearing a suit, just because we don't, or a tie, I guess. But but at the end of the day, you're a real dude. You make it fun. Everything's always fun. Everything in the group and everything you teach. So that is, I would say, a massive X factor of yours.
Yeah. And, awesome. And you know, just I want to give a little bit of context around that last question about trying to find somebody's like X factor. Is the reason we asked that question is, anybody who's listening to this podcast, you know, if they look at Henry's business and they say, oh, I really like what Henry's doing. I like how he does the masterminds and the meetings, and he's got this business and that business. I really love what he's doing. How do I kind of recreate that success in my business? What does Henry feel is that one thing that he does better than anybody else that allows him to have that lifestyle and that business that he's created? So that's kind of the reason we like to ask that question, is it helps people sort of figure out what to focus on if they want to go down a similar path to you.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's actually very powerful. That's a great question.
A follow-up question that naturally comes from that is, you know, the stuff that you feel that you are the best at, is there any sort of resource or something that you feel has helped you, you know, kind of create those X factors?
Okay, yeah, that's a great one. And you, anybody who's listening to this, the good news is I think they already have this exact X factor. And mine is, you know, kind of to summarize it, is don't reinvent the wheel. It's like really find and model people that are already doing what you're doing wherever you want to go. I mean, Tony Robbins calls it modeling, which I think is a great thing. You've heard it called S&D or swipe and deploy,
right?
From people like Dan Kennedy, but it's all the same thing. It's find somebody that's already got success and surround yourself with those kind of people. I mean, you really do become the average of the five people you hang out with the most. And so hang out with people that are making things happen, that are driving things ahead, making the world and themselves better. And if there's one word that I can summarize for me, like my ultimate overall purpose is betterment, making myself better, making other people better, making businesses better, people better. And the way you do that is by, you know, studying, mm-hmm. listening to podcasts like what you guys are doing, reading books like I'm sure, you know, everybody who's, you know, listening does, and just continually self-improving. I think it's a Japanese term that summarizes all of that. It's called Kaizen,
mm-hmm.
which means yep. continual improvement. And so that's kind of like my MO, because at the end of the day, so I've got a friend of mine who has made upwards of $1 million a month. I mean, very, very successful guy. And I was asking him about this funnel I was working on. This is about a year ago. And he's very good at funnel development, has done a ton of them on huge deals. And he said, Henry, I have no idea. We just got to test stuff out and see what works. Mm-hmm. I said, wait a second. You're supposed to be the expert here. And he said, yeah, the expert, you know, the expertise is test very quickly, find out what doesn't work, and do more of what does work. I mean, there is no secret formula. It's called work hard and then don't keep making bad choices. Make better good ones.
Well, it's the whole, you know, the definition of insanity is keep doing the same thing and expect different results, from Einstein.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
Well, so interesting, because, and this is something we didn't really get into, but you came from a 9-to-5, a corporate background. Nice job. What was the shift that I guess allowed you to maybe notice your X factor and actually take you into this shift of doing your own thing? And now you're doing a lot of things and you've done it very quickly. You've made that shift quickly.
That's a really good, very, very good question, Joe. I would say that it probably has to do with a guy who made an offhand comment to me at one point when I was still in the corporate world. And he said, man, I'll tell you what, I sure wish I could buy Henry stock. and I never heard that term before, but it was, I mean, he literally believed more in me than I did in myself. And then I had another friend of mine who I think you guys know, Chris Cardell, who's like a big marketing guru in Europe and in the UK. And he told me once in his best British accent, he said, Henry, you should be charging at least $1,000 an hour.
Yes.
And I literally couldn't comprehend it back then, and because I was charging $100 an hour. And I ended up raising my rates and raising them again. And now I've billed many people at $1,000 an hour. And sure, not because I'm a genius, just because I've seen so much, I'm able to usually shortcut things. But I think it was having other people believe in me before I really believed in myself. And I just always had an internal drive to be my own boss.
Mm.
And I think, you know, that a lot of us who are entrepreneurs can relate to that, whether you have a job now or you want to, you know, ultimately be your own boss. It's like you have to really want it. When Napoleon Hill said, have a burning desire to succeed, you know, he wasn't kidding. I mean, you really got to have a burning desire. And if you don't want it bad enough, just go get a job. I mean, make it easy on yourself.
That's a good point. Yeah, not everyone's cut out for it, but the beauty is that they can still kind of swipe and deploy, like your system, for instance, or any other system that we're presenting on this podcast. Because it's something that I believe in, is that, you know, life and business, they're all, or personal and business, are very similar things, and they interconnect in so many ways. You know, you can make friendships and relationships out of them too, but the tactics are very similar as well, and the principles.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, and you know, I should finish the sheet here real quick. So there's just three more sections real quick. So after that, and again, I can send this to you guys. You can post it up. So I have, what is any new habit you're working on? And then tracking for the habit for the 7 days of the week, which days you're going to track it. And then what your essential goals are to accomplish this week. So these are the big goals that are going to move you towards your income goals and your lifestyle goals and everything else. What are your essential goals? No more than 5 per week. And then I've got a little place to keep track of projects and to rate each day. Again, I like doing the school rating. I think it's because my kids are in schools. I'm used to seeing it, but A plus down to D minus, how was each day? And that wraps up into the week. And I find when you actually start your week off going, and I mean, and I really started teaching this and doing this for my members because I was doing it for myself, and it forces me to do it. And I'm telling you, the weeks I do this are just, you know, 10 times more productive, just kind of going through those steps.
Yep. I definitely need to see that sheet. I'm sure I've even seen it before, so I apologize for not having it right in front of me.
All good.
Yeah. So how do you, or do you use this, any kind of set it already, but in your personal life? Is it a really big focus, or is it more of a business approach for this checklist or this kind of grading system?
I do it more for overall, but definitely, you know, with kind of a business focus on it. And again, because, you know, I think I'm one of these entrepreneurs. I feel very good about my home life. You know, I've really put a priority on that. So I go, for me, it goes faith, health, family, business, charity. And I kind of go in that order, and everybody's got a different, I know a couple of friends of mine that go, you know, business, health. So, which is fine. I mean, robbing Peter to pay Paul now, but, so mine tends to be more balanced, but I do have people and clients that focus at 100% on business. I mean, it's really up to you. I find that if one part of your life is out of whack, it tends to bring everything else down. I mean, I don't know if you guys ever gotten the flu or gotten sick. I mean, it's kind of hard to be productive and do everything else when you're not feeling well. And the same thing applies with personal life and business and everything else.
Perfect. Cool. So were those all the steps, or do you have a couple more there?
Yeah, no, that was all of them.
That was it. You know, okay, cool.
Awesome. Yeah, just your weekly projects and progress reports at the bottom. And again, you know, picture's worth 1,000 words. I think when they see this, they'll be like, oh yeah, that makes sense. And
right.
It's just one of those things that really helps every week. You just know you're going to be holding yourself accountable, because the great news when you work for yourself is, hey, it's great, I'm my own boss. And, you know, that's also the worst news. I'm my own boss.
That's true. You know. You're like, my boss won't give me a day off. What a jerk.
Exactly. It's like, wait a second. That's my own fault, I guess. Yeah.
Either that or your boss gives you too many days off, which is also another problem.
That could be.
Yep. Absolutely. My boss told me to be on Facebook all day. It's like, no, he never said that.
Right. So what do you do any kind of, I guess, a review quarterly, yearly, just to make sure you're on track, or maybe as a system as a whole, just to make sure that all of this stuff, you know, you're still progressing, you're always getting better?
I do. And you know, and it's funny because I've actually got a 30-page life plan, which is a very, again, I mean, I kind of tend to be more of a detailed oriented guy. So I've got this very detailed life plan. And but what I found is that it was a little too much. And so what I did this last year for the first time, which I thought was awesome, was I literally came up with all the categories of my life, you know, really those five categories I went through, faith, health, family, business, and charity. And I think I had a couple other ones on there. And then I gave myself a grade. How do I think I did for 2016? And I was very happy in some areas, and in some other areas I really wasn't as happy. And so I literally use that as something, as a tool for myself, to really get ahead. And one of the things I did, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of a website called Stick. I think they have a app too for the phone, STIKK. Have you guys heard of that one?
No, I've never heard that.
So Stick is really neat. And so, I mean, I ended up researching a bunch of them. So I'm a 7752 on the Colby, if you know what that is. I actually like to go, like, do some fact finding on things before I jump in, but then I jump in pretty fast. And so I went and researched a bunch of tools to track things. And so I'm using Stick with my personal trainer, and basically you put money up, and if you don't hit your goals every week, you got to pay cash. And it's so funny because you can pick any political issue. Like, let's just say, you know, pro, you know, man and woman marriage or pro gay marriage. And you can pick, and you basically pick your anti-charity encouragement. And so they've got all these different ones. They have one which is like for, I don't know what it is, like burn down the forest. And the other one is like for PETA, for the ethical treatment. It's so funny. And so I ended up picking a person that I know to give them my money if I miss it. And I've only missed 1 week so far this year, and we're, you know, 7 weeks in.
That's really
this is,
cool.
This is a weight loss goal, but and you can make it big. You can make it where you lose like $100 a week going to this charity you can't stand if you don't do it. It's really slick. So yeah, check it out. It's called Stick. I don't have any interest in them.
Right. I just looked it up. No, I'm gonna definitely.
Money standpoint, they're just cool.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we do have a few sort of like final wrap up questions that we like to ask everybody. So let's kind of rapid fire some of these questions here.
Do it.
Do you have any software or website or app or anything like that that you find yourself using daily that's essential to your business and your life?
Right now, Trello. Trello is a you know, graphical or visual project management tool. I love it. Works really well.
Awesome. All right. So what is one book or resource that you reread each year? Because it's that important to you. It doesn't have to be a book. It could be a documentary or a training course or something like that. But what is one thing that you tend to reconsume once a year, to, you know, sort of re up on it?
I've got two. If you don't mind me stretching that one just a hair, the first one is a book called The Trick to Money Is Having Some by a guy named Stuart Wilde, which I think literally makes you magnetic to opportunity.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And amazing book. Yep. The Trick to Money Is Having Some by Stuart Wilde. You guys have read that one, haven't you?
We're actually laughing here because out of every book that I own, that is the most highlighted, dog-eared, written in the margin book that I own.
Yep.
And
same for me.
And like what, 2 weeks ago or so, Joe was at my house and we were doing a video about here's all of the books that have had the biggest impact on our life. And I pulled that book off my bookshelf and Joe's like, oh, I've never read that one. And so Joe is in the middle of it right now.
Right. And
love it.
Yeah, we were actually talking about books, and I most of the books I picked out were money or finance or kind of mindset that way. So it was like, why the heck have I not read that book yet?
Oh, you're gonna freaking love it.
I do. I love it so far.
That was a book that turned me around when I was 117 grand in credit card debt.
Ooh,
that,
wow. Boy.
Literally, that book did. And then the other thing is, I actually like to watch, this is kind of funny, but there was a program, a special they did on the Discovery Channel, which went and followed the Navy SEALs through Class 234 with their BUDS training. Mm. And anytime I feel like I've had a rough day or things are hard, I go watch these SEALs getting trained. And I'm telling you, you talk about getting encouraged. It's pretty amazing. So if you've never seen that, you can get the DVDs on it. It's really worthwhile.
And that's a series, right? I believe
it was. Yeah, I think it was over like 8 weeks or something like that. And yeah. So I mean, I think it's like a 3 or 4 DVD set, but it's really well done. And it was filmed right down the road here in San Diego.
Coronado.
It's gotta suck to be the one, like the SEALs that were in training that bowed out during the month they were shooting the documentary.
Oh yeah. That's no, true. There was a lot. I think there was 17 out of like 80 or 90 guys who actually made it through. Yeah. I mean, most of them drop out.
Yeah. Ringing the bell.
I mean,
yeah.
I know most people who go into the SEAL training don't make it all the way through. It just sucks to be in the class where they decided to film the documentary.
It's going to be forever memorialized that you were a loser.
It's too bad. All right. So last question. I think this is the last one.
Second to last.
Okay. Let's say, I'll go with this one here. So what's one question that we should have asked you? I mean, we've known you for what, 7 years or so, 6, 7 years now. Mm-hmm. Maybe mm-hmm. a question that we have never asked you, or most people don't ask you, but they really should be asking you.
So what is one answer to a question that you've always wanted to give, but nobody's ever asked that question?
That's a good way to put it.
I love it. Love it. You know, and I think this one has changed over the last year. It's, What's your overall purpose or mission in life, and specifically for your business?
Got it. Love it.
Because I think a lot of people don't actually think about that nearly enough, and I think it's actually really, really important to kind of have, you know, hey, here's what my core values are. Here's kind of what I stand for. I think most people don't do that, and I think it's really, really important.
I love it. That was actually in our book as well, is creating your ultimate lifestyle. That was, I think we put like 3 columns and it was very similar. You know, it's, I think we put, and this was obviously interchangeable, but it was health, finance, and relationships.
And that book is called Evergreen Wisdom, by the way.
For
anybody,
love it.
That's anybody the tuning one. In.
Right. All right, Matt.
All right. Love yeah. It. So the very final question that we got to wrap up with is, where do you want people to go after listening to this? You know, what's the website, social media, whatever? Where do you want to send people after listening to this episode?
If they would like to visit, if they go to getclearmarketing.com, mm-hmm. they can actually, I've got free training on there, and they can get a free copy of my book, which is called The Hour Day Entrepreneur. And more than happy to give them a free copy, you know, digital copy as well as audio copy. And I've sold thousands of that and gotten a lot of really good feedback. It's kind of a bunch of shortcuts on things I wish I would have known when I went into business for myself that I kind of learned the hard way.
Awesome.
That's so cool. It's a good book too.
Awesome.
Highly recommended. Awesome. Well, awesome. Anything else? Any final thoughts or anything off your chest?
I would just say, you know, keep doing what you're doing. I mean, if you're tuning in and listening to guys like Joe and Matt, I obviously think, you know, super highly of what you guys do. I think you're both extraordinarily skilled at what you do. And so, you know, tune in and listen to smart people as they interview smart people. When you start to absorb, I mean, I didn't become a, you know, direct response marketing expert overnight. I mean, I put in my 10,000 hours and still am every day. But when you listen to this stuff and you start to internalize it over time, it really starts to wear off on you. And it really makes a profound difference in your life. And so, you know, keep doing what you're doing, listening to guys like this. And, just thanks for having me on, guys. Really appreciate it.
Awesome. Awesome. One last thing I want to say is if anybody's in the San Diego area, Henry puts on a meeting every single month, pretty much. Mm-hmm. It's a great networking event, great educational stuff. Joe and I are hopefully going to be speaking at it more often from time to time here.
Absolutely.
And it's a great event. What's the URL they can go to find out about that event? Is that also at getclearmarketing.com?
It is. Yeah. So if you just visit getclearmarketing.com, if you go under the events tab, that'll have the current meeting dates and times. And so, yeah, based on when they listen to this, just check that out and you'll be able to see whenever the next one is and get RSVP'd. First meeting's always completely free. Check it out. Love to have you join us.
Cool.
Awesome. And Joe and I are always there, so say hello.
You'll see us. Yeah, for sure. All right, Henry. Well, thank you for spending the time with us. It's been good. And we'll chat and see you tomorrow.
Guys.
All right. See you tomorrow.
All right, my man.
See you tomorrow.
See ya. Bye.
Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. Now, if you don't know already, myself and my partner, Joe Fear, every single week, we put together this killer weekly newsletter that's completely free. If you go to theweeklyprofit.com, you can get on this weekly newsletter. And what we do with this newsletter is we scour the internet. We read every piece of content, listen to blog posts, check out new software and tools, and we distill down the best of the best into a weekly newsletter and deliver it directly to your inbox every single week. So head over to theweeklyprofit.com and make sure you're signed up to receive that weekly newsletter. You're going to love it. Thanks so much again for listening to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. We'll see you in the next one.